When the legislature adjourned Sunday night with no special session in sight, lawmakers had a chance to look back on the first year they have met the voters' instructions to complete their work in 90 days. But during the past 2 years, complaints about the new time limit have arisen, enough so that the Legislative Council has been instructed to analyze the new law so changes could be considered next year if necessary. Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman is on the House subcommittee that will look at the issue. He says their instructions are open-ended.
You know, my informal observation is that there seems to be a large amount of support both in the legislature and also for those that work outside the legislature to return back to the 120-day session.
Members are circulating suggestions on new formats. As an example, one would limit lawmakers to 90 days in formal Capitol meetings, but with extra time inserted to visit constituents or to hold remote community meetings.
And so you'd have a 120-day session, but you'd have bookends of 45 days in both ends and maybe a 30-day period in between. That's one concept that we're looking at as well, but, it really is a blank slate at this point.
The House and Senate subcommittees will each report to the Legislative Council, where Chairman John Harris says he'll give final suggestions to the entire legislature before the start of next year's session. He says they're not limited to yes or no on continuing the shorter session.
Or it could be sort of a in-between that says we think that certain things need to happen. Maybe legislation needs to be able to be moved during the interim, or committees need to be able, have certain authority, or, a number of things that need to come forward from this committee or should come forward, maybe changing the way you do business.
Harris says nothing will stop any individual legislator from presenting a bill, and there is no requirement for the Legislative Council to try to make statutory changes next year.